You're listening to episode 157 of the Tennis Files Podcast, a simple stretch routine for tennis players.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to the Tennis Files Podcast, bringing you advice from the top minds in tennis to help you improve your game. And now, here's your host, Mehrban Iranshad.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Tennis Files Podcast. My name is Mehrban Iranshad, a former Division I college tennis player. And on the show, I interview the world's top pros, coaches, and experts to help you improve your tennis game. And today I bring you a lot of information about stretching through learning from a lot of the greatest coaches and pros in the world. And I'm going to walk you through a simple stretch routine that will increase your flexibility and help you recover faster from your tennis matches and your training. And I'll also give you some really crucial bonus tips as well that'll make a world of difference in your stretching routine and the safety and so forth, and also give you a free download that will help you implement a consistent stretch routine at the end of the episode. So be sure to stick around for that. And also a video of this stretch routine that I'm talking about on today's podcast episode will be up on my YouTube channel in a few days from when this episode is published. So definitely check out tennisfiles.com/YouTube. And subscribe to my YouTube channel and then hit the notification bell icon so that you'll get a notification when that video is up. And I also have some videos that I recently published. One is a leg workout routine and one is a dynamic warm-up routine that I've gotten a lot of great feedback, which I really appreciate you all who have checked it out and liked it and commented and so forth. So again, tennisfiles.com/YouTube to check out the accompanying video of this stretch routine, as well as some other fitness videos and, of course, interviews and other tennis tips videos. So as I mentioned, you know, I've interviewed hundreds of top pros and coaches in the world on my podcast and online tennis conferences, which includes a lot of top fitness experts as well. And one important thing that I've learned and had them reiterate for me, which is really important, is that you really need to take the few minutes at least that you need to do to stretch after your tennis and your exercise and training and so forth. Because as the saying goes, which I think Alistair McCaw told me this one time when we were on an interview, he said, if you don't make time to stretch now, you're going to have to make more time for the physio table later. Physio table being where you're going to be when you have physical problems and you have a PT or doc looking at you when you're injured. So as far as, you know, my background and experience in this area, for a very long time, I didn't really pay much attention to stretching, and my body paid in kind for my non-efforts with making my muscles really tight. And I used to really, really struggle with aches and pains after my matches, as well as during matches, you know, when I've trained the day before, played, and then you carry over that inflexibility and tightness and delayed onset muscle soreness into the next day. And so I remember a period where I would play USTA League matches and then jump in the car right afterwards and drive home. And then when I got out of the car on my way to walk to the elevator, my hips would be so sore that I would basically be hobbling to the elevator. Like, you know, I'd pretty much be limping. My hips would just be so tight. And I wondered why I felt this way. What was the cause? And, you know, there's a couple of different causes, you know, as far as the stability that you have and the mobility and your flexibility. But one big reason for all this pain was because I was not devoting enough time to my stretching and my recovery. And so my muscles were simply getting tighter and tighter after each tennis match and I wasn't doing anything to counteract this. And I finally realized that if I wanted to keep playing the game that I love for many years to come and not feel like I was an injured, 80-year-old afterwards, which is exactly how I felt, even though I don't know how that feels yet, but hopefully never, but as far as the injury part of it, knock on wood, but I figured that I would need it to stretch consistently, make this a routine, like all good habits, and particularly stretch the areas that I felt were giving me the most trouble, and along with increasing my flexibility to also work on my overall fitness as well, those aspects that I mentioned. And so since then, I've been feeling way better on and off the court. It doesn't take as long for me to not feel sore. And the great thing about stretching is it really doesn't take that much time out of your day. And it's probably way more important than a lot of other things you're doing, which you can probably cut out, you can cut out a little bit of TV or whatever dumb shows that you might be watching. If you are, you could cut off a little bit of chatting. You can stretch while you chat with your people who you played with after a match. But either way, the point is that it really doesn't take that much time. Even like 10 minutes or so after your matches is good enough in a lot of cases to make a huge difference, pretty much in any case. And so, I've talked a little bit about why we should stretch, but again, just to hammer it home, as you keep playing tennis, as you keep training, especially if you're also lifting weights as well, which I did a lot of weightlifting, and I still do, all of this increases your muscle tightness and then reduces your flexibility. So we really have to put in the time to rectify this situation. And there are four big advantages that I have seen and learned to stretching. So it will increase the range of movement of your joints. Stretching will also increase the flexibility or stretch tolerance of the muscle. And because of this, you can cover more of the court. Stretching will also reduce your risk of injury, and it will reduce your muscle soreness as well. So these are all really huge points. They're life-changing, actually. It makes you feel much better when you have that flexibility that you need to get into certain positions. And you can get all this just for a few minutes of stretching per day. And so I'm going to walk you through a simple and easy stretch routine that's going to help you feel really amazing pretty much and play better tennis. And like I said, be sure to stick around until the end of the episode for some free download that will help you implement this routine. So some important bonus tips. First off, when to stretch. So I talked to Nathan Martin from tennisfitness.com on episode 119 of the Tennis Files podcast. So you can check that entire interview out at tennisfiles.com/119. And I asked him, what is the best time to stretch? And so the best time to stretch is after your workout. But it also could be after you shower and you eat and you're relaxed and whatnot, because in general, it is better to stretch the sooner the better after your workout, training, or matches. But if you know that you're going to be able to put more time and effort into your stretch routine after you've done a little bit of recovery in terms of the eating and showering and whatnot, then it's fine to do that. And also, as far as stretching, there's still a misconception from a lot of people as far as what static versus dynamic stretching is. And so on episode, I believe 155 of the podcast, I went through a dynamic warm-up routine. However, we're talking today about a stretch routine, which is static stretching. So this helps you recover after exercise. And you don't want to perform this stretch routine that I'm about to go through with you before you play or train. As I've learned, as I mentioned, through interviewing people and through the International Tennis Performance Association and getting certified through them and reading sports studies and ones that were also brought up by Dr. Mark Kovacs, that static stretching before playing can decrease your speed, power, and strength. So do not do static stretching before you play. And if you want to learn an awesome, simple, dynamic warm-up routine, which again is different from the one we're going through today, you can go to my YouTube channel at tennisfiles.com/YouTube and also the podcast episode Actually, I think that episode is 154, which I am checking right now on my computer to verify. You might hear my typing. Yes, it's actually episode 154. So excuse me for that. So you can see a video of that, and you can see you can listen to the podcast episode as well. And so besides those two tips, another tip for you before we launch into the workout is that you should not forget to breathe. Breathing is extremely important while you're stretching, while you're doing any sort of activity. But breathing properly during stretching actually helps relax the body and it increases blood flow. And so what you want to do is you want to take deep breaths and then exhale as the muscle is stretching. And the cool thing about this is you'll find that you can often get deeper into the stretch while exhaling. And obviously your muscles need oxygen, so you need to keep breathing. And so I remember actually doing a live workout with Dean Hollingworth. And we did one on YouTube, I think a couple weeks ago by now. But I remember while stretching, Dean also just kept reiterating that you've got to breathe. And then also, when I was at the end of a particular stretch at that current moment, Dean said to exhale and then try to sink a little bit deeper into the stretch. And lo and behold, I was able to sink a bit deeper. So it's important to try that and to breathe properly where you try to go deeper as you exhale. So don't mix that up with the inhaling part. All right. And another huge one, which actually Dean was correcting me on while I was performing the workout, which we did, we did the dynamic warm-up, the full workout, and then the stretching portion. So you really need to maintain your posture, because if you round your back while you're stretching, you're at greater risk for injuring your back. So it's much better to keep your back straight and also keep your chest out. I find that to be a very good cue as well while you're performing the stretches. And so what that means is you don't need to be super concerned about, I can't go as far down or as deep of a stretch if I don't round my back. No, I mean, you can still get that same depth, if you will, the same benefits from stretching. You just obviously, your hands won't be as far down, but nevertheless, you are still getting a proper stretch and you're protecting your back if you keep your back straight, chest out, and then you gradually lean forward. You're going to feel an amazing stretch. And so that's doing it the proper way, the safe way as well. All right. So before we dive into the exact routine, I just want to pose this question to you because I'm curious. What is your favorite stretch after playing or exercising? Send me an email or leave me a comment and let me know. My email is mehrban@tennisfiles.com. That's mehrban@tennisfiles.com. All right, now here's a stretch routine. To preface, we want to do generally 1 to 2 sets and hold each stretch for 15 to 30 seconds is good. You can play around with these parameters depending on your fitness goals, how flexible you are, and so on. I personally like to hold my stretches for 30 seconds each, but again, you can go a little below that if needed. Even a little bit longer than that is fine as well. And so for this routine, and again, I'm going to describe this in as much detail as I can, but of course you want to refer to the YouTube video at my YouTube channel, which it'll be up a few days from the publication of this episode. The first exercise is the standing quad stretch. So your quads are the large muscle group in the front and sides of your thighs. And they're going to get tight for sure after exercising, and also even after sitting down for a while. I find that when I'm sitting while I'm working, then I get up, my quads are tight. So you're going to want to make stretching your quads a staple of your stretching routine, and it's so easy to stretch them. You can do the standing quad stretch anywhere, anytime. You don't even have to go on the ground for this, so it's super convenient. So for the form of the standing quad stretch, you're going to have your feet shoulder width apart. And then you're going to grab the back of your foot with your hand on the same side of your body. So say if you have you want to grab your right foot with your right hand. And very important, as I previously mentioned, to keep your back straight and stick your chest out to ensure proper form here and a good stretch. And so once you have hold of your ankle, then you want to bring your ankle towards your buttocks until you feel a nice stretch in your quadriceps, and then hold that for, again, 15 to 30 seconds or so. And yeah, do all these stretches gradually as far as the deepening of the stretch. So again, pull that ankle towards that right buttock if you're dealing with your right quad that you're stretching. Also, if you have any trouble balancing, you can do this in by wall. And yeah, and then obviously you want to switch legs, of course, so that you stretch both legs. Exercise number two is the seated forward bend. And so with this one, this is going to help with your hamstrings and stretch them, make them more flexible. Of course, all the moving and stopping in tennis is going to cause tightness in your hamstrings, which is another huge muscle group in your lower body that you need to stretch out frequently. And it is in the back of your top half of your legs. So a simple hamstring stretch that I like is the seated forward bend. And so you're going to sit on the floor for this one, have your legs straight out in front of you. You can keep them slightly bent, and then with your back straight and chest out, very slowly lean forward, and then you will start to feel a stretch in your hamstrings. And you really do want to take your time and forward bend very slowly and be safe while doing this stretch. You don't want to tweak anything here. If you go too fast, then you might. And yeah, that's pretty much the movement. So you want to do that and hold it for 15 to 30, and you're going to feel a very good stretch. Some other variations of this are just if you are by some steps, you can plant one foot with, again, leg out straight, some knees slightly bent on that step, and then do the same thing, lean forward, and then switch legs.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Exercise number three, or stretch number three, is the calf stretch. And of course, the calf is very heavily involved in tennis, and it's going to get tight. Your calves are constantly engaging to help you move around the court. And for those of you who may not know, the calves are located in the lower back half of your leg. So a lot of people compliment me on having big calves. Thank you very much for all of those people who probably watched my YouTube channel. And so the form for the calf stretch is you can stand facing a wall, a fence, or any stationary object that you can lean your hands on. It's ideal. You can still do this stretch without having anything stationary in front of you, but it does help if you have something in front to put your hands on. So then if you do, then you can put your hands straight out to where your hands touch that particular object that's not moving, unless you love adventures. And then you want to bend your front leg, take a step back, and then keep that back leg straight. And then keep your heels on the ground, and then lean forward into the wall. And then you're going to feel a stretch on your calf muscle in your back leg. And then hold that for 20 to 30 seconds. Well, I guess 15 to 30 seconds there. All right, stretch number four is the figure four stretch, aka the piriformis stretch. I love this stretch. It's amazing, even though it feels painful. It's really good for stretching your hips, also your lower back and your glutes, which are your body's most powerful muscles. For me, the muscles in my hips and my butt tend to get tight after playing, quite tight, more tight than the other areas of my body. And so this stretch has been just amazing for me. I'm sounding like Rafa already, but it's been one of the keys to helping combat this tightness in my hips and butt. And so the form for this figure four stretch is you want to lay on your back on the ground or on a towel or a mat, and you want to bring your right knee up. So let's start with the right knee, and then you want to turn that right knee to the side so that the ankle is now crossing and pointing towards your left leg. And then you want to bring your left knee up towards your stomach so that it makes contact with your right ankle now. So you're going to have your right ankle right above your left knee. And then Well, this is going to resemble the figure four position. That's hence the name. And then you're going to grab your left knee and then pull it towards you. And so that is what is going to really start initiating the stretch that you're going to feel. And then if you'd like, which is, you know, it's a good idea, you can place your right hand on your right knee and then just gently push it a bit to ensure that your right knee is at a 90 degree angle, because sometimes if we're pulling on that left knee, then the right knee might tend to collapse inward. So you just want to make sure that it is at a 90 degree angle as well. So then you want to hold this for 30 seconds and switch legs. And that is a form for the figure four stretch. Just a quick break here. If you're enjoying the stretch routine, then stick around, as I mentioned, for that free bonus that's going to help you stay consistent with this routine. I think you're going to like it. And with that, let's keep going with the stretch routine. So stretch number five is the butterfly stretch. I really love butterflies. And so the description of this stretch, or I guess the form rather, is that you're going to sit on the floor. And I guess I should back up and say that the butterfly stretch does target the inner groin and your thighs, as well as the hips and lower back. So that's key. And so the form is that you want to sit on the floor and then bring both feet together in front of you so that the bottom of your feet are touching. You don't want your feet like too far out from your groin area. So I would say just to be like between 1 to 2 feet away from your groin. And then your legs will be forming a triangle at this point. And then again, as this is why I mentioned the, you know, one of the tips in the beginning, keep your back straight and your chest out. This is crucial. And then lean forward slowly until you feel a stretch. And then you can also try to use your elbows to very gently push down on your legs to deepen the stretch a bit. Stretch number six, I keep wanting to say exercise, but stretch number six is the cross arm stretch, which is great for your shoulders. The shoulders are actually one of the most injured areas of a competitive tennis player, especially amateur tennis players. So you are definitely going to want to stretch your shoulders after playing and training. And the form for this one is that you want to place one arm straight in front of you, and then you want to grab that arm with the other hand and then pull it across your body. So let's say if your right arm is in front of you, you want to grab your right elbow with your left hand and then pull it towards your left side of the body and make sure to keep facing forward. And another pro tip is to try to minimize movement of your shoulder blades, which you can do by leaning flat against the wall or fence behind you. And so if you do this stretch properly, you're definitely going to feel a nice stretch in your shoulders. Stretch number seven is the tricep stretch. And of course, your triceps are going to be used a ton for hitting all your strokes. You know, you can easily think, I mean, all the strokes, your overheads, serves, your forehands, backhands, etc. So the form for the tricep stretch that I like is that you want to stand with your back straight, feet shoulder width apart to begin, and then you want to bring your left elbow straight up and then behind your head with your elbow bent. And then your fingers, you want to have pointing down towards the ground. And then you want to grab the left elbow with the right hand and then push down gently and then hold that for 15 to 30 seconds and then switch arms there. And that's going to have a nice stretch effect for your triceps. And then stretch number eight is the sleeper stretch. And with that, you want to, well, you will be stretching your rotator cuff here. It's also good for GERD. Let me get that full name for GERD here. I just want to make sure I say it properly. And it is glenohumeral internal rotation deficit, in case you have that sort of issue. But regardless, the sleeper stretch is great for your rotator cuff, as I mentioned. So you want to, for the form, lie down on the left side of your body. We'll start there on the left side. And then you want to flex your elbow, your left elbow, at 90 degrees, and then position the left arm so that it is perpendicular to the upper body. And the left hand should point to the ceiling. And then with the right hand, you just simply slowly and gently push the left forearm downward towards the floor, and then you're going to feel a nice stretch in your rotator cuff. And then you obviously want to switch by lying on the right side of your body, flex your right elbow at 90 degrees, and make sure that the left arm is perpendicular to the upper body. Then you want to do the same and bring that right arm down with your left hand, and you'll feel that stretch. And then the last stretch here is the wrist flexor stretch. Your forearms and wrists are going to get tight as well from playing, so this one's a good stretch. And for the forearm, very simple. Have your arms in front of you, and then you're going to grab the top of one hand with the other, and then just pull down very gently so that you get that nice stretch in your wrists and forearms. And then once you switch to the other arm, then you can also flip your hands when you have your arms in front of you so that your wrists are facing upwards, and then you can gently push your fingers towards your body, and then you're going to be stretching the other side there. So as far as that bonus download that I mentioned, if you would like this stretch routine that I just went through in a handy PDF with pointers and tips on how to do it properly as well, then you can go to tennisfiles.com/stretch. That's tennisfiles.com/stretch. to download it for completely free. And the link to this free stretch routine will be up for by the time that you check out this podcast episode, and it'll make it much easier to perform this workout by just basically having a workout sheet with you. So again, tennisfiles.com/stretch to download it for free. And that's your simple stretch routine you can use after your workouts, matches, and training sessions. And speaking of workouts, you know, I mentioned where to check out the dynamic warm-up routine in video and podcast form. And then you can also check out the video of a very cool, very simple lower body strength workout routine on my YouTube channel. Again, at tennisfiles.com/YouTube for the video and tennisfiles.com/155 for the podcast episode. And so, yeah, I mean, I appreciate you listening. And I really hope that you got a lot of value from this podcast episode. And if you did, I really would appreciate it if you would leave a review for this podcast and subscribe. And I would like to leave you with a quote, as I often like to do. And this one is from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Maybe pasta tonight? Who knows? But anyways, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said, "Success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. And then greatness will come." And I love this. Consistency really is the key. If you keep at something, you know, if it's a huge goal or whatever, then you don't want to think about, oh, there's so much work involved. You just figure out what you need to do, the steps you need to take consistently, and just keep pounding out those steps every single day. You know, that this is stretching. You realize you need to get more flexible. It's not going to happen in one day. You just build that routine, and then you consistently stretch every day for a few minutes. And, you know, with that consistency that Dwayne The Rock Johnson talked about, then you're going to finally break through and find those diamonds. So be consistent with this stretch routine, and I promise you that you will feel better and play better tennis. All right, I guess I won't stretch this podcast episode out any longer. Oof, hashtag dad jokes. But yeah, I really do appreciate all the support, and thanks for listening. And I really am very pleased that you all have been enjoying the videos that I've been putting on my YouTube channel. They've been getting thousands of views for each video, and it's really great to see that. And I'm excited to create more videos, as well as, of course, podcast episodes every single week for you on the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. All right, with that, just wishing you a safe and healthy and happy week, and keep improving every single day. Keep improving your tennis game and your attitude and your lives and your consistency, and you will really, really have a better life and a better tennis career. And yeah, just stay positive, keep going. And that's all. So this is Mirabana Ranshad from the Tennis Files Podcast signing out, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Tennis Files Podcast. For more tips to help you improve your tennis game, visit tennisfiles.com.